The next hour is Corey talks about the teams you care about in Central Pennsylvania. Call in now, 814-946-0435. That's 814-946-0435. Now, Sports Central with Corey Geiger. Brought to you by J.M. Boswell Pipes and Tobacco on 96.1 Hank FM.
All righty, good afternoon. Welcome to Sports Central, covering the teams you care about in Central Pennsylvania. I'm Corey Geiger. We got another night of high school football action. Some tremendous, tremendous games involving teams around the region. I'll let you know what our Leitner Communications schedule is here in a minute when we go over some of the games. We have our phone lines open, 946-0435, if you want to weigh in. I'm sitting here with my reading glasses on, my cheaters. I wear contacts when I've got my cheaters on, so they're kind of like dangling off my nose. I've had to use them pretty extensively for going on a year now. I'll tell you what, like, about a year ago, I don't know if this happened to how many of you as you've gotten a little bit older, but about a year ago, like, I was looking at my phone. Seriously, it happened just like this in the blink of an eye. I was looking at my phone, and I could see everything okay. And then I kind of put the phone down, was doing something, looked at the phone again a few minutes later, and, like, everything was kind of blurry. My eyes got screwed up enough, literally, like, in a few minutes, that's when it kind of changed. You know, some people say, like, their eyes will gradually get a little worse, and all of a sudden you need readers. That wasn't the case for me at all. I never needed reading glasses, ever, till like a year ago, and now I've got like 5 pair of reading glasses strewn all over the house or the car, and it's forced me to actually, instead of just wearing contacts all the time, I pretty much just wear my glasses if I'm around the house or not playing sports or doing anything, because I hate having to wear the reading glasses all the time. But I put my contacts in to come in today, so I've got my stupid reading glasses. Did that happen to anybody else? Was it that quick for anybody else that your eyes just kind of went haywire? So, I mean, seriously, I'm looking at my phone one night, like 8 o'clock. I put it down. I come back a few minutes later, and all of a sudden, everything's blurry. Like, almost out of the blue. 946-0435. That's our number. Anything you want to touch on in the world of sports, or, hey, just about anything else, we'll take your phone calls. Last night, one of the most amazing sports performances of all time by one of the most amazing sports performers of all time. You know, I've been around baseball my entire life, playing, coaching, covering it at a professional level. None of us in our lifetime have ever seen anything remotely close to Shohei Ohtani. You know, he's not pitching this year because of an arm injury. But the fact that he is a tremendous pitcher to go along with this great offensive presence is just staggering. And last night for the Dodgers, in becoming the first 50-50 player in Major League Baseball history, 50 home runs, 50 stolen bases. So in the game that he joined the 50-50 club, Shohei Ohtani hit 3 home runs, 2 stolen bases, had 10 RBIs, and went 6-for-6 at the plate with 17 total bases. Now, I want to ask you guys the question, what's the greatest performance you've ever seen or heard about or read about by an athlete? What's the greatest performance you've ever seen or heard about from an athlete? Will Chamberlain's 100 points, you know. Hey, this one, you know, Shohei Ohtani didn't pitch in the game. The only thing that could have been more unbelievable would have been if he had been like the pitcher and pitched 6 shutout innings or something. But going 6-for-6 in a Major League Baseball game, one of those hits was off a position player, but still, 6-for-6 with 3 home runs, 10 RBIs, 2 stolen bases, 17 total bases. That's remarkable. To do that on the night that he reached the 50-50 mark. Now, one thing about Ohtani, we live in the East. He spent his entire career in the West. I can't honestly tell you that I've seen Shohei Ohtani play a ton. I've seen clips and highlights. I've read about him a lot, but I'm not staying up late at night to watch the Angels, where he spent most of his career, or now the Dodgers. I'm just not, that's not, I don't love Major League Baseball anywhere near enough to, you know, be watching Dodgers games at 11 o'clock at night. But I've read plenty enough about Ohtani to appreciate just how unbelievable what he is doing truly is. So, look, I'll kind of leave an open-ended question. We can have a nice, fun discussion about this, about the greatest accomplishments in sports. Whatever you think the greatest accomplishments are in sports, I can still come back and say that what Shohei Ohtani is doing in Major League Baseball is every bit as impressive. The only other player we've ever seen in Major League Baseball who could dominate offensively and on the pitching mound was Babe Ruth. And so you think about, there's been more than 20,000 Major League Baseball players. Two could do what Babe Ruth and Shohei Ohtani have done or are doing pitching-wise and hitting-wise. And Babe Ruth is the greatest baseball player of all time. He was doing this 100 years ago. He was actually a pitcher, I think, like 1917, 1916 to 1920, 21, ever, somewhere around there. 9460435. You want to throw out Wayne Gretzky with his incredible stats in the NHL. Tom Brady, 7 Super Bowl championships. Cal Ripken Jr., consecutive games played. I mean, look, these are hallowed greatest accomplishments of all time for all sports. But we haven't seen in our lifetime, and quite frankly, I don't think we ever will see again another Shohei Ohtani. It is just so difficult. I made a little wager here a couple years ago. I'm not going to say with whom, but I made a little friendly wager a couple years ago when the Pirates minor league guy Bubba Chandler was in the lower minors. I think he was just joining the minor leagues. I made a little friendly wager with a guy that said by the time he gets to Altoona, because Bubba Chandler was a two-way player, a hitter and a pitcher. She was played shortstop and a pitcher. But he wasn't hitting at all. And it was pretty obvious to me, you know, with a guy who throws in the upper 90s, the Pirates gave Bubba Chandler a little bit of time, like a couple months, to see, hey, could this possibly work? But it didn't work. And they're like, hey, they put the kibosh on that. All right. So I made a wager with a guy. By the time he gets to the curve, will Bubba Chandler still be a two-way player? I said, no, absolutely not. No way. The other guy said, yes. So we wagered lunch on it. I still have not received. If that other person is listening here, I'm not going to out you on the air. But I still have not received my free lunch, by the way, because Bubba Chandler obviously got to AA and was not pitching for the Altoona curve. So I can use a free lunch every now and then. 9460435. We've got Penn State, Kent State tomorrow. We've got Steelers on Sunday against the Chargers. We still don't know what's going to happen with the Chargers quarterback situation, which makes that a crazy game to try to analyze. And again, if you want to join us on any of it, 9460435. We've got Andy up first, wants to talk some Penn State. What's going on, Andy? How you doing?
I'm doing okay. Which player on Penn State's roster is most likely to be drafted in the first round? I know it's not Drew Aller.
Yeah, it's not Drew Aller right now. The player most likely on the roster to be drafted in the first round is safety Kevin Winston Jr. They've never had a defensive back drafted in the first round, but Kevin Winston Jr., You know, he is projected right now to be that guy. But the problem is he's injured. He's out with what James Franklin said this week is a long-term injury. That tells me Kevin Winston Jr. is probably going to miss most of the rest of the season, if not the entire, because James doesn't talk about injuries unless it's going to be close to a season-ending kind of thing. So Kevin Winston Jr. has been projected to be a first-round pick, but he'll have to come back to college next year, I would imagine. Beyond him,
well, he has no choice because there are some semi-pro teams where he could play professional.
No. I'm not talking semi-pro. If he gets healthy and he can play a game or two at the end, he can still go to the con. I mean, Parker Washington, you can be injured for most of your final year of college and still turn pro.
But they still have semi-pro football teams that might lead to an NFL career because the scouts are going to be there.
Okay, hang on. That's a completely different subject. Nobody's playing semi-pro football. So the question is, which guy could be a first-round pick? He to me, has the most likely projection as a first-rounder. Abdul Carter is a guy. He'd been a linebacker the last couple years. They've moved him to a defensive end. A lot of people are in love with Abdul Carter, thinking he could be a potential first-round pick. I don't see it. I've never seen it. I think he's a really good football player. I think it was a mistake to move him to defensive end because he's not a great defensive end, and he could have been a great linebacker. So, there's just some confusion there about really what position he should be playing. So of the two guys on the team that could potentially be a first-round pick, those would be my first two. But look, the bottom line, you said Drew Aller will not be, and I don't think Drew Aller will be either, but Drew Aller's 6'5", 240. He has the size and the strength and all and the personality and the charisma that NFL teams fall in love with. So you know what? If he has a good year, he's going to do well at the combine. I don't think he is a first-round player. He's definitely not a first-round player right now. He's got a lot to prove, but he potentially could be. We can't dismiss the idea.
Another question for you is, it's a Bill O'Brien question.
Oh, I love these.
I just wish that he would have stuck around for longer than 2 years. Is he coaching BC just until we can get another NFL opportunity and go back to the pros? Because he didn't like doing a lot of the off-the-field stuff. James doesn't mind doing it, but it seemed like Bill minded it. If it was just football, he could have handled it. He didn't like the outside of the football stuff, like meeting with alumni and fans and that kind of stuff.
This is a great topic. It's a very, very good subject. You are correct about everything you said there when he was at Penn State. When he was at Penn State, Bill wanted to coach football. Bill had to deal with the most nonsense of probably any college football coach that we could possibly imagine coming off of the scandal and the sanctions. Bill was a football coach who had been in the NFL and won a Super Bowl with the Patriots, and he wanted to coach football, but he found himself at Penn State having to deal with a mountain, an absolute mountain, and not just one mountain, a mountain range of issues off the field, including the Joe Botts, the Anthony Lebronos, the Jay Paternos of the world, the people who say they're for Penn State, but sabotage things for Penn State football. They tried to sabotage Bill O'Brien. They've tried to sabotage James Franklin numerous times over the years. So there are these factions within the Penn State community that make things difficult for the Penn State football coach. And Bill O'Brien didn't want to deal with any of that stuff. So that was what you said, Andy, was true about, you know, all the rest of the stuff then 12 years ago. I think right now, though, because things fell apart pretty quickly in grand fashion in the NFL for Bill O'Brien, I was surprised when he went back to Alabama. And quite frankly, I'm surprised that he, you know, went to Boston College as a head coach. But he's 54 years old. Boston College is not Penn State. There's not an unbelievable expectation there. He's from that area. I think Bill, and I haven't been around Bill much in 10 years, but I think Bill has probably changed from everything I've read and heard about him over the last number of years. I think he's probably changed and softened to the idea of dealing with the boosters and all of the fundraising and all that stuff. He didn't want to necessarily do it at Penn State because when he was at Penn State, again, he was under an avalanche of issues and people that were making things difficult for him. I think in a regular situation like a Boston College where Bill can be a football coach and not have the rest of it just, you know, engulf every aspect of his life, I could see Bill staying in college in that environment.
Okay, and one more question, Corey. If you had to define the most successful player in Penn State football history at the quarterback position, I think it's Kerry Collins, hands down. He had a solid pro career. It was nothing to write home about, but he was consistently consistent. Whenever you needed Kerry, he showed up. Through the end of his career, because in the beginning of his career, he's a little bit of a knucklehead and did a lot of like inappropriate, immature stuff.
Yes. The best quarterback in Penn State football history is Kerry Collins, number one. I did a gigantic piece on this about 12, 15 years ago in the Mirror where I broke down every starting quarterback in the NFL, for every team, all hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of them, for every team in the Super Bowl era, and I tracked where they went to college. So it was called Quarterback U. I was trying to find which college deserved the title of Quarterback U the most based on guys going to the NFL. And as part of that story, I did a ranking of the 10 best, maybe 5 best, I can't remember, Penn State quarterbacks of all time. And at the time, it was clear to me and other historians I'd spoken to that it was Kerry Collins. To this day, it remains clear that it's Kerry Collins. The guy spent 17 years in the NFL. He went undefeated in 94. They probably got robbed for a national title. So Kerry Collins was the last first-round pick, first-round quarterback in the NFL draft from the Big Ten until just a few years ago. So, without question, Kerry Collins is the best quarterback in Penn State history.
Okay, cool. Thanks for your time.
Andy, great stuff today, man. I love it. Love the Bill O'Brien question, bud. Jerry and Bellwood, you got the backyard brawl there. Bellwood Tyrone tonight.
Yeah, I'll be working.
Oh, okay.
But before I comment on Otani, you know, you talked about would fans pay 10% extra, you know, for the
talent fee, yeah.
But Penn State fans are paying $10 for soft pretzels, you know, so they'll pay the extra money.
They will. Hey, I don't have any doubt about it. All right, go ahead.
Yeah. In my lifetime, I kind of feel blessed. I think I've witnessed the greatest basketball player, Michael Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
I think that probably the greatest golfer and Tiger Woods.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and the greatest hockey player, Wayne Gretzky. And now I think I'm seeing the greatest baseball player of all time.
Not of all time. He's not better than Babe Ruth. I mean,
I think he is. I think he is. I mean, Babe Ruth couldn't steal bases. This guy's going to pitch longer than Babe Ruth did. He's good at pitcher.
He probably will, but he's coming off the Tommy John. So there are some questions. And before I let you get too far, because I just did this 2 months ago. I'm not sure if you heard about the best baseball player of all time. Do you know what Babe Ruth's pitching numbers were?
I know they were really good.
Oh, my God.
In that era.
Babe Ruth, I know. There are from that era. But Babe Ruth's pitching numbers, 94 wins, 46 losses. Babe Ruth's career ERA was 2.28. He had 488 strikeouts in actually this part's not good. This would go to show that how the more average 488 strikeouts, but he also had 441 walks. Oh man, I didn't realize that before.
Yeah, well, it was a different era. There was a lot of amazing pitcher statistics back in the team.
Yeah, the dead ball era, right? Yep.
Yeah, I think Cy Young won 500 games. So, I do think he, you know, if he stays relatively healthy, I think he will be considered the greatest baseball player of all time. It's too early to say that, but I just think what a great time I've been able to be alive and watch some of these great performances. When I heard what he did last night, you know, I was watching SportsCenter, and I heard, he stole two bases, and then he'd hit a home run. Then I saw he hit three home runs, and then he went 6 for 6. It was like, holy mackerel. You know, this is amazing. This guy is incredible.
They've been talking throughout the day that it might be the greatest baseball game ever by a hitter. I mean, that's, you know, all things considered, with everything was in line, the 6 for 6, the 50-50, all that stuff.
Yeah, it's incredible. And now we'll see what he can does in the playoffs, because if he has a great playoff, because he's never been in the playoffs
right
before, that might be the icing on the cake. But, I mean, it's longevity. He's got to keep going. But, I mean, he hasn't shown any reason to think that he won't be a player that has every year a productive season. And if he can get back to pitching even close to what he was before, incredible. I think it's an incredible feat we're witnessing.
It is unbelievable. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it. 946-0435. We'll go over the high school football games taking place tonight, and which ones you can hear on our Leitner communication stations.
This is J.M. Boswell. Visit me before hunting, fishing, tailgating, and I will make your visit easy and fast. Don't slow up the tailgate party or the hunting trip with your friends without a great cigar pack from J.M. Boswell's Pipes, 6481 William Penn Highway, Route 22, Alexandria, PA. Open 9 to 5 Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 4 on Saturday, and always open online at boswellpipes.com. And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell. Well, pipe.
ARC Federal Credit Union can help you with many of the important things in life. If you'd like to become a member, ARC has growing opportunities, and you'd be surprised at how easy it is to qualify now that ARC includes over 24 local employers and organizations. And with 2 branches, it's easier than ever. Services like business loans, online banking, and mobile deposit. Let us show you the many benefits of being a member of ARC Federal Credit Union. Stop into 1919 7th Avenue in Altoona and 419 North 7th Street in Juniata.
Got Medicaid or are you uninsured? Do you need a doctor? We love to care at Gloria Gates Care, and we're now accepting new members. At Gloria Gates Care, we've got all your needs in one place, and we welcome you to come join us while we help you to receive the quality care you deserve. At Gloria Gates Care, we're redefining healthcare. For office hours and more information, call 814-300-7777. Gloria Gates Care, 2525 9th Avenue, Suite B, Altoona. Online at GloriaGatesCare.com.
Whether it's popcorn for a movie or chips for a family picnic, great times and great snacks go hand in hand. Davison Snacks Outlet is your go-to place for snacks. Whether you want crispy, savory, or sweet, everything from small bags to bulk packages and gift baskets, too. Davison Snacks has Martin's Chips and Snacks, jerky from Bronco Billy's and Brugaroo, All-Star Cotton Candy, Little Debbie Snack Cakes, Boyer Candy, Dots Pretzels, Wise Snacks, and more. Life is better with snacks from Davison Snacks Outlet, 16843 Dunnings Highway, Duncan.
Remember when you used to cruise the boulevard back in the day? Maybe you stopped at JMP Automart to check out their inventory. Well, you know you still can. JMP Automart is still rocking Central PA with the best deals. Check them out online at jmpautomart.com, where you can apply for financing and see their inventory of over 200 units. Or cruise in like you used to 1906 Pleasant Valley Boulevard and see them in person. Got a trade? JMP will give you $1,000 push, pull, or tow. Apply for financing online. JMP Automart, in business for 64 years, so they must be doing something right.
At Shoe Fly, they think on their feet so you can walk in comfort and style. When you step into Shoe Fly, you'll be greeted by a friendly and knowledgeable staff who will assist you in finding the perfect shoe for any occasion. Shoe Fly believes that every foot problem has a fitting solution, and they will work with you to make sure you don't have to sacrifice style for comfort. For more information or to schedule a professional fitting with one of Shoe Fly's fit specialists, visit their website, shoeflystores.com. Your feet will thank you.
Hank FM.
All right, we've got high school football Friday night. Some great, great games. Tonight, here's our schedule for our Leitner Communication Stations. BG and Central should be a fantastic game. That's on WRTA and also on Mix 94.7, so you can hear the announcers for both teams. We've got Altoona versus Central, Dauphin East. Woo, that's going to be tough. Altoona winless so far, CD East. Really, really good. So that game can be heard on 107.1 Jack FM. We'll see one thing to look for in that game is just if Altoona's offense can get some kind of momentum. It's been just a really disastrous season for the Altoona football team off on offense. Holidaysburg at Mifflinburg. That's right here on 96.1 Hank FM. Backyard Brawl, Tyrone at Bellwood on 96.9 and 100.7 The Train. And we've got P.O. and Bald Eagle Area on 95.3 WRSC. Those are the games we've got on our Lightner Communications stations today. Tyrone Bellwood is always fascinating to me. And, you know, I have known some people from Tyrone and Bellwood. Those two communities obviously are very, very close together from a proximity standpoint. All those kids from, you know, from everything that I know about those communities, those kids grow up knowing each other, competing with each other and playing with each other on a lot of teams and competing against each other on a lot of teams. So real cool with the Backyard Brawl, just like Altoona Holidaysburg. I mentioned this when those two teams played early this season that, you know, it's clear Holidaysburg is its own community. There's no question. It's a very different area in Holidaysburg than Altoona if you drive around, spend a lot of time. I mean, but they are still so close. I've always kind of thought of Altoona and Holidaysburg as somewhat kind of sort of relatively interchangeable. I know that's not really the case in a lot of, you know, socioeconomic and kind of ways. But, I mean, Holidaysburg is basically just right down the road, 3 miles down the road, and you're from Altoona. You drive right down the road, now you're in Holidaysburg. So when you have those kinds of rivalry games with kids who grow up playing sports together, they all know each other. They're enemies and foes for a night, but friends in a lot of ways. You know, my boy plays baseball in Altoona, but also plays baseball and plays soccer in Holidaysburg. So he knows a lot of kids, you know, in that community. So we get to know all these people all, you know, in both towns. It's actually you end up rooting for a lot of these kids. You know, you go to Altoona, but you know the kids in Holidaysburg. You kind of end up rooting for them at certain times. But that's our slate of games here on our Lightner Communication stations tonight. If you're heading out to a game and you're looking forward to something, you want to give me a call, 946-0435. We'll talk some Penn State and Stillers after this.
Joey Logano is on, and with his win back at Atlanta, he is carefree heading into this weekend at Bristol. But he explains just how close things are with this new car and the competition these days.
Yeah, anything can happen, and we see with next gen racing now these days too. Like you can't just bank on speed in your car anymore because you're not that much faster than everybody anymore. When you think about the old car, you can run, if your car has top five speed, you can finish 10th pretty easy, right? Something can go wrong and you can recover. Now, if you have 5th to 10th speed, 20th is only like a 10th behind you. Like, it's really close. So if you have a mistake, if something goes wrong, you never make it up. You finish 20th. Like, so to try to stack in as many wins or top fives as you used to get all the time is a lot more challenging now because the field's just closer, right? You're not racing against 10 cars that can win every week. You're racing against 20-something cars that can win every week. So to stack up those big numbers like we used to, you know, 7-8 wins and, you know, half the races being top fives or whatever, maybe, like, that's, it's not happening anymore. So it keeps the points tighter too. You don't get that big separation because everyone was up there. So it just keeps everything tighter than ever. So, yeah, it's nice to get the win last week because you just don't know how it's going to play out.
You're on the final lap.
I'd rather ride a bike with my kids.
Faster!
I'd rather play catch with my dog than catch pneumococcal pneumonia.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20 pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. If you are 19 or older with certain chronic conditions like heart disease or asthma, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I'd rather
race for some ice cream. Let's go.
Schedule your vaccination today at Prevnar20.com.
This is J.M. Boswell. Visit me before hunting, fishing, tailgating, and I will make your visit easy and fast. Don't slow up the tailgate party or the hunting trip with your friends without a great cigar pack from J.M. Boswell's Pipes, 6481 William Penn Highway, Route 22, Alexandria, PA. Open 9 to 5 Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 4 on Saturday, and always open online at boswellpipes.com. And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell Pipe.
Pacific Coast, bread and rolls, Pacific Coast, bread and rolls, Pacific Coast, Pacific Coast, bread and rolls, Pacific Coast, bread and rolls, Pacific Coast.
All right, I got a cool score prediction. Penn State versus Kent State. Yeah, baby. Really looking forward to this game. Should be a barn burner. Should be awesome game. Now, my score prediction... You ready for my score prediction? Penn State versus Kent State. Penn State, 83. Kent State, negative 5. I don't know how it's going to happen. Might be some divine intervention. 83 to negative 5. So somebody said to me on social media, does that mean the over-under is 78? Well, that was a good one. There's no way that that game is going to be, you know, entertaining, close, competitive in any way. But can something still be gained out of it? I'm curious if anybody's going to the Penn State game. Anybody going to the Penn State game? What are you looking forward to seeing? Okay? If you're going to the Penn State game tomorrow, what are you looking forward to seeing? Neil Riddell and I wrote point-counterpoint columns in the Altoona Mirror yesterday. Neil said he's looking to see some more wide receivers get involved in the action. Very good point. We need to see some of these guys prove that they can get open and catch a pass, for crying out loud. I mean, here we go again. If there's Trey Wallace got off to a good start, then no catches in the second game. Tyler Warren had a tremendous game in the second game, but really no other wide receivers got involved. So, you know, whatever your expectations and hopes and goals and dreams are for this Penn State team, somebody's got to be able to catch the ball. Some wide receivers have got to be able to catch the ball. If you're going to beat an Ohio State, if you're going to beat a USC on the road in L.A., if you're going to win a playoff game, you got to have some wide receivers doing some damage. What I'm looking forward to seeing, and I don't think we're going to see this, but I want to see Bo Prabula throw some passes. I want to see Bo Prabula. I want to see if he can play quarterback. I don't know that Bo Prabula can play quarterback. I don't know that Penn State knows if Bo Prabula can play quarterback. Help find out in a game like this. You're going to win by 140 points, for God's sake. Let him throw some passes. Okay? Now, I don't expect to see it because I think James Franklin is going to do the same thing they always do with Bo Prabula. They're going to have him play running back. A running back who takes snaps. Let Bo Prabula throw it 8, 10, 12 times. You know, if they're up 3 touchdowns, if it's 21 to nothing, bench Drew Aller for the rest of the game and give Bo Prabula 2 full quarters and let him play quarterback. And if that means the score is 80 to nothing, let him throw the ball. Okay? This is a practice. This is a practice scrimmage. He's thrown 22 passes in his career for 54% completion. So one pass this year. Let him throw the ball 10 times. See, just get some stuff, you know, let him get a little comfortable with the five-step drop. Whatever you've got to do. Because what happens if something happens to Drew Aller? Can Bo Prabula step in as a backup quarterback? I'm not saying can he step in as a running back who's taking snaps. Can he step in and play quarterback if need be? Right now, I have no idea. Now, do I think this is going to happen against Kent State? Do I think James Franklin's going to allow this? No, I really don't. I'd be stunned if Bo Prabula throws 8 or 10 passes. It'd be awesome, though. Oh, this will be interesting. I don't know. Clarkster, it says on the Clarkster's line here, full disclosure. What's your full disclosure? Are you like a criminal? Are you like a criminal mastermind?
No, but actually there's a movie called Disclosure that's worth seeing.
Michael Douglas and Demi Moore.
Yes.
Love that movie. It's great. It's sexual harassment flipped around with Demi Moore harassing Michael Douglas.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't mind that.
Boom, boom, boom. There you go.
Anyway, no, the full disclosure. Will they be giving something out in advance of the game saying no athlete in this game will be harmed?
Oh, nice, yeah.
I will be surprised. I mean, what's the over-under with Penn State? I don't mean the total for the game. I mean what they will score. I will be surprised if it gets into the 60s.
You think they'll just take it easy?
Yeah. The other thing is in taking it easy, the other fear you have is a useless game and somebody gets hurt.
Yes, correct.
You know, and it's right before the conference play starts and everything. So what's further down on the depth chart below Prabula?
Jackson Smolik is a quarterback. He's been injured, although he's been out practicing some more. So they thought they would go into the season with him as the third stringer, but then he got injured. So Ethan Grunkmeyer, a true freshman.
The Grunk is
I don't know which route they would go if it'd be Jackson Smolik or Ethan Grunkmeyer.
And maybe they'll practice their onside kicking here. You know,
nice. Tennessee did it.
I know. That's why I brought it up.
Yeah, right.
Of course. I mean, it's almost like, why don't you just have a smorgasbord or something in the parking lot or something? I mean, this game, unfortunately, all it is the trickle-down economy for the lesser teams of getting these bye games.
If ever there was a reason to just stay at your tailgate, this would be I until somebody proves me wrong, I am going to beat the drum that this is the worst opponent in Penn State football history, ever.
I don't know if I'd go that
then,
far.
Then tell me one.
Well, I don't know off the top of my head. You got to go back and do some research.
I have. This is the 200th best football team in the country. Okay, there's 134 FBS. Yeah, but hang on. Let me finish. There's 134 FBS teams. Kent State is ranked dead last. St. Francis went to Kent. St. Francis is like the 60th best FCS team. They don't have any votes. They lost the center. St. Francis is like the 60th or 70th best. That means there are 60 FCS teams that could probably beat Kent State. Kent State's the 200th best team in the country.
They didn't rank teams back in the day.
But you can't tell me that Penn State has ever played the 200th best team in the country.
Did they ever play the Indiantown Gap Reserve?
No, not as far as I know. They've always played a college football program. They only played FCS opponents, you know, kind of recently with Delaware and Coastal Carolina was one, Indiana State was one. None of those teams were as bad as this Kent State team.
Yeah, but you got to go back and look at who they may have played in the 50s and 60s and stuff.
But they didn't have 200 college football teams back then. So what I'm telling you is, I'm telling you that never in its history has Penn State played the 200th best football team in the country.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure they haven't because there hasn't been somebody that's been ranked that low because they didn't do any rankings.
Yes.
They're just terrible.
I will acknowledge that.
The other thing is, what was the score of the Ohio State game back in 1995, or was it?
94, 63, 14?
Yeah, it was the 73.
63-14.
Yeah, I don't know whether that'll be the threshold for this game. You know, we'll have to see. But if you had tickets, no, if I had tickets to the game, I'm probably going to see it. How many duplicate numbers will be playing in the game? That's another issue.
Yeah, there'll be a good bit. And you know, it's one of those things where here's the deal. Perception comes into this, okay? Let's think about, you know, when you're talking about perception and playoff rankings and all this stuff, I'm going to give you a ridiculous hypothetical. Let's say Penn State and Tennessee both have one loss at the end of the year.
And
we're comparing Penn State and Tennessee. You know what they'll look at?
No. They'll throw out. It's like throwing out the high and throwing out the low.
Maybe. You know, maybe.
Throw out the kids.
But if you've got one common opponent, listen to what I'm saying. If you've got one common opponent and one of them was up 65-0 at the half and the other was up 30-0 at the half, does that tell you anything? Maybe not. Maybe not.
No.
Hang on. I'm going to chide you for completely dismissing my. At the end of the day, these human beings in the room, they will take every single thing into consideration. Franklin realizes he has to kick their ass, if Tennessee beats him 71-0 and he beats them 40-10, that's different. That's an intangible that people would look at.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, you could say that, and that's the reason for running up the score to make it look good.
And you know as well as I do, James loves running up the score. James is continuing to play football with 2 minutes to go in the game. Not to this extent.
The line is
only 49. The line is only 49. I'm not saying they're going to – look, they're not going to beat them 71-0. But the line is only 49. I would not be at all surprised if Penn State covers in this game.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised, no. But I'm just saying I don't know that they'll get to 60, but once they get to 50, whatever the number is, if they're all touchdowns, what might be interesting is if Kent State stops them.
Yeah.
At any point.
Yeah.
You know, that may be egg in your face.
That wouldn't be good. That wouldn't be good. Hey, thanks, buddy. Appreciate it, man. 946-0435. We want to thank our presenting sponsor, J.M. Boswell, Pipes and Cigars. If you're heading out to the Penn State game, you want to stop by, get you a cigar, get you a pipe from J.M. Boswell's, 6481 William Penn Highway, Route 22 in Alexandria. Let them know that you heard us talking about them on Sports Central. They are our presenting sponsor and will be through the end of the year. We greatly, greatly appreciate the support of J.M. Boswell's. 946-0435, you want to join us? We'll talk a little bit of Steelers and a little bit of Caitlin Clark coming up after this.
This is J.M. Boswell. Visit me before hunting, fishing, tailgating, and I will make your visit easy and fast. Don't slow up the tailgate party or the hunting trip with your friends without a great cigar pack from J.M. Boswell's Pipes, 6481 William Penn Highway, Route 22, Alexandria, PA. Open 9 to 5 Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 4 on Saturday, and always open online at boswellpipes.com. And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell pipe.
It's a grand slam.
Everyone loves a grand slam, and now you can score one with Kepner's Grandview Meats. Stop in at Kepner's Grandview Meats from now until the end of the curve season and register for the Grandview Grand Slam Contest. If your name is called out during WRTA mornings and a grand slam is hit, you win a $100 gift certificate from Kepner's Grandview Meats, the home of quality meats, hot and cold subs, and more. Stop in and register. No purchase necessary. Kepner's Grandview Meats, 1544 Pleasant Valley Boulevard, Altoona.
Time is of the essence with COVID-19. Prescription oral treatment must be taken within the first 5 days of symptoms. If you have a high risk factor, ask your doctor if treatment is right for you. Learn more at treatcovid19.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated. And you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all of that. We find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Time is of the essence with COVID-19. Prescription oral treatment must be taken within the first 5 days of symptoms. If you have a high risk factor, ask your doctor if treatment is right for you. Learn more at treatcovid19.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Get to Mattis Motorsports now for CF Moto ATVs and side-by-sides. Mattis Motorsports is also your headquarters for trailers, both open and closed. Campers, brands like Astoria, Gulfstream, Puma, and more. Bad Boy Zero Turn mowers in Lear and ARE truck cabs. Give Mattis Motorsports a call at 814-940-6288. Or check them out in person at 1702 East Pleasant Valley Boulevard in the Greenwood section of Altoona. And remember,
if it doesn't say Mattis, you paid too much.
With all the activities and sports you and the kids are involved with, who has time to cook? So with that in mind, let's go to Best Way Pizza for the 3-cut lunch deal with a soda. Let's go to Best Way Pizza for their awesome 15-cut big deal. Let's go to Best Way Pizza for the 28-cut party box. It's time to get you and your team to Best Way Pizza before or after the game. Best Way Pizza, Greenwood, Altoona, and Hollidaysburg.
HFM.
All right, Steelers home opener is Sunday afternoon against the Chargers. Steelers looking to improve to 3-0, and they very well could do that, and that would be a gigantic, gigantic victory because, again, you've got the Bengals and the Ravens both at 0-2, and we'll see how that goes for those two this week. So here's the big storyline, and it doesn't necessarily involve the Steelers this time. Chargers quarterback Justin Herbert is questionable with a high ankle sprain, and, I mean, that's massive. Herbert said that the pain in his ankle, quote, is not great, and he walked with a limp after a news conference, it looks like Friday. So we'll see. Their backup quarterback is Easton Stick, who is a second-year player from North Dakota State. Easton Stick's won a lot of football games. When you come through North Dakota State, you've won a lot of games. That's a tremendously successful program, but try coming into Acrisure Stadium, which I still hate calling it that. It's Heinz Field, and against a Steelers defense that's playing great right now. So it's fascinating. You know, you think about the difference between the Chargers coming to town with Justin Herbert. I'm picking the Chargers to win that game. The Chargers, if Justin Herbert can't play, I'll pick the Steelers to win that game. You're talking about at least a touchdown difference, if not more. So this point, we just don't know. We have to make predictions. I'm picking Chargers. I've got to make a prediction. So I'm going to pick Chargers. I think Herbert will play. They'll do everything they can to see if he can play. All right. WNBA, I want to get to this to close here. WNBA regular season wrapped up last night, and we've paid more attention as a country to the WNBA this year because of Caitlin Clark than ever before, probably combined in the history of that league. And Caitlin Clark ended up being an absolute superstar, phenomenal, setting all kinds of records. She deserves to be first-team All-WNBA as a rookie. We'll see if they screw over on that the way they did, not allowing her to be on the Olympic team, which was a joke. But I'm going to go back, and this was a tremendous interview we did at the beginning of the WNBA season with our good buddy Steve Samsel about just – why we care so much about Caitlin Clark. Interested in Caitlin Clark?
I think people are interested in different reasons this season, at least as it pertains to the WNBA. I think some people were caught up in the story of the Iowa success and wanted to see that continue and have someone to cheer for. Some people were waiting for the parade to end when she gets to the WNBA, right? Like, it's going to be harder to see how it translates. Some people who are big women's basketball fans are probably thinking, hey, this is the moment people are going to start paying attention to our sport. So I think there's just those three off the top of my head and probably many more reasons people are just watching this, you know, just something else different to watch and give a try. So I think there's lots of reasons, and that's the same reason you're talking about it today. There are just so many aspects to what happened on Saturday that there's – you know, in your world, when you talk about there's no black and white, there's gray. This is one of the grayest. but yet most interesting thing that sports has had in a long time.
This is the reason to pay attention to the WNBA. But the irony is the way things are playing out makes me not want to care about any of them at all and to dislike all of them and to reaffirm my position that there was never anything here to watch to begin with. So that to me is where the people in that league don't seem to understand she is good for all of them. If I had to guess, I would say 90%+ of them want her to fail and fall on her ass, not realizing that they need her to succeed and be a superstar and be on the Olympic team, because that's how they're going to get paid and noticed, Steve. And yet I think I'd venture to guess 90% of them want her to go out there and be terrible. Why would that be?
I mean, I think there's the pieces of the jealousy you talked about, or maybe resentment is more the better term, right? This person's getting the attention, and it's not me. You know, the people in the league that aren't rooting for her are missing the bigger picture. And maybe it's too easy and too easy to point back to the NBA, whatever it was, 40 or so years ago, when games weren't as much big on national TV. Championship finals were played in tape delay, you know, before Michael and Larry came and turned the league around. It had a drug problem, had all these issues, and people weren't paying attention until the stars became the focus. And I don't think the opponents, I don't think the players in the opposing teams need to give a star player a pass by any means. Play hard, you know, do the best you can. You know, yes, foul hard if that's the way you're trying to send a message to someone. But the foul Saturday was silly and stupid and wasn't punished hard enough by the league, because the league isn't going to protect this person. And I was, you know, I don't know that Caitlin Clark needs protection. She's one of those kids in college that if I watched her, I'm like, man, I don't even know if she's on my team if I'd like her.
Okay.
Like, she just, you know, was always looking for a call, looking for something.
Yeah, right. She does.
But you
know who else does that? Luka Doncic. Nobody complains more than Luka Doncic. Nobody in all of sports complains more than Luka Doncic, and that guy just happens to be one of the best players in the world.
Right. I mean, and there's so many factors with her, but the number of games she's played straight through, like, I'm sure it's tiring that way. I think she's done a decent job from what I've watched. And I've watched more WNBA at this point of the season than probably in the last five combined, just because of the car wreck piece. Just because, okay, let's see what's going on. Let's see how the game's going to translate. And in terms of watching people, when you were talking early on, the thing that surprised me about Saturday was the lack of teammate reaction, right? So then you start reading that. Well, the teammates not have her back. What are they thinking? But that's what makes the whole story compelling. And in terms of sports media and business, it's fallen this weekend on a time when there's a lull in the NBA finals, there's a lull in the NHL finals. Mm-hmm. Like, it's the perfect time. I listened to a bunch of national radio, sports talk radio today, just listening, checking back and forth. And, man, it was top of the show everywhere.
Everywhere.
A lot of the show,
everywhere. Like, hosts that have never spent a second on the WNBA. And so I want to go down a path. I'm not trying to lead you into saying something that's controversial. I mentioned Mean Girls earlier. That was foreign to me, Steve. I didn't get Mean Girls 20 years ago. I didn't think women treated each other that way. As I've grown up and gotten older and been around different settings, I realized that there are a lot of women that do treat each other that way. Is a lot of this a women's type of issue? We can talk about the sports thing and the notoriety. Is some of this just that women, for lack of a better way of saying it, just tend to be jealous of other women?
Or mean to each other, period. Like, I mean, this is not a controversial topic for me. This is a lived experience for me. My daughters are 11 months apart. They are now 30 and 29. Hope I have that math right. But there was a period of time from middle school to high school where they didn't like each other, let alone their friends liking each other. And it was just the cattiness and the comment and the Lord, you know, especially now with social media and everything else, I can't imagine how difficult it is. But it just is. I mean, and women in general, you know, and I've had enough kids that I've dealt with through the years and ours as well. And I'll tell people who are looking for jobs, they'll look at a thing. If a woman's looking at a job, she's like, oh, I only got like 7 of those 10 qualifications they're looking for. I'm not really sure. A guy will look at it and say, I got 6 of them. I can BS my way through that, right? sort of buttons are tougher sometimes on women, and society's tougher, and then they're tough on each other. So yeah, this is, it's resentment. It's a lack of professionalism in a sense for the women's basketball players who don't see the bigger picture because they don't see themselves as professionals. And it goes back, well, they do, they see themselves, it goes back to your previous caller. They think that they're driving the value of this in some ways, and they're certainly not, because the NBA is propping it up until this year and certainly beyond this year probably. But they see themselves as more than they are, and there's not a we're all in this together thing. And that sometimes happens among women more often than not. You have to coach women differently than you coach men. You can't, if the League of Their Own is obviously not true, and it's made, but there's a way you motivate oftentimes women in different ways than you motivate men, right? So when they're competing, it shows in a different way too. And I do think that's a piece of this.
We're talking with Steve Sams. This is all very fascinating because I'm just a sports guy. I want to talk sports. I want to talk, you made this shot, you missed that shot. The analysis. That's what I like to do when I'm watching a Penn State football game and covering it. I want to analyze the actual sports. But this seems way more beyond sports. People are bringing up the racial component, the LGBTQ component, the fact that she's gotten all this money and all this notoriety. It just seems like, Steve, a perfect storm of she's different and everybody is just proclaiming her to be better. So I'm going to have a problem with it. Different in what way? I don't know. Maybe she is just a better player. She scored almost 4,000 points in college.
I know. I'm going to cut it off
but
there because
this to me just
she is better. And that's the thing. The jealousy, that interview was from a couple months ago at the beginning of the WNBA season,
but the jealousy toward Caitlin Clark, you look back on it now, laughable. Just absolutely laughable, the jealousy that these other women, these mean girls, showed toward Caitlin Clark, who's just, quite frankly, better than 99% of them. All right, that's going to wrap things up for us. Enjoy the football over the weekend. We'll recap it all on Monday. Talk to you then.
Sports Central is an exclusive presentation of 96.1 Hank FM. WKMC Roaring Spring Altoona.